Automakers are quickly finding out that this is unacceptable. Here's the projections for the future. Japan is still leading the spot with 50 miles per gallon, but is projected to meet them in 2025. Of course, Shell Oil was able to get over 300 miles per gallon in their tests, but we will still not touch that. Ford, with its sellout to Big Oil, is focusing on hybrid technology. This may be the factor that causes them to lose here. It depends on how one looks at it. If the people demand the sustainability and environmental conscience that GM feels they will be the clear winner and Ford will lose out. However, if Big Oil wins out, as they have for the past 50 years, GM could be left in bankruptcy and Ford wins out. Other technologies to improve or replace fossil fuel has also been suppressed. Some of those you might not know about, like the Pogue carburetor, which was able to make a regular car get about 200 miles per gallon, was sidestepped by adding lead in additives to the gasoline. That's why we add them. The gas companies and the auto companies knew that these additives like lead were harmful to people, but they done it anyway in the name of profit. Another technology that has gone by the wayside is called the gasifier. Gasifier technology that used to be available even in Pratt Whitney catalogs were suppressed. Now, these gasifiers ran engines, a regular combustible engine, off of biomass like wood. And they used to be able to be mounted on cars and tractors and the such. But today, all that information has been suppressed. In such ways, American auto manufacturers betrayed American trust by putting first profit over people. Now, GM is attempting to correct these failures by moving away from fossil fuels into fully electric vehicles with zero emissions.